For many American high schoolers, sophomore year is truly one of the most second years of high school. But what if instead of going to the cafeteria or algebra, you got superpowers all up in that thing? Rude Tales of Magic has been relentlessly lampooning fantasy and sci-fi with their improvised roleplay podcast since 2019, and their brand new campaign is set in high school. But not a normal high school, no. It's Rude Tales of Magic, Blue Kindness High. Blue Kindness High is X-Men meets Degrassi, Animorphs meets Dawson's Creek, Stranger Things meets Looney Tunes. GM'd by comedian Tim Platt, listen to Branson Reese, Ally Fisher, and Joe Lepore tell the tales of sophomores who for some reason are amazing. Subscribe to Rude Tales of Magic on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. New episodes drop every other Tuesday.
Ugh. Down to the last dozen nourishment cubes I smuggled out of space jail before crawling into that interdimensional quantum tear. I suppose I could try that place across the street, as long as I don't wind up behind it. That's where this trouble began. The trouble that's not happening, because other dimensions aren't. Hey, interested in any other podcast than this one? That's the spirit. Consider Earth Games, the Magic Tavern spin-off series where Arnie, Usador, and Chunt play classic board games on Stitcher Premium. You can get a free month of Stitcher Premium, greedy, by going to stitcherpremium.com/magic and using promo code MAGIC. The latest episode has Squibbert the Frog, voiced by Sarah Shockey, playing a game called The Mind. It's a cooperative game, and the episode is a descent into madness. You can decide if it's a descent into entertainment. And now, take a good long look at who you are before hearing this, tell that person goodbye, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 4.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the fantastical magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King that I somehow can use like all over Foon now. It's almost like it's a hotspot kind of thing. And I use that Wi-Fi to upload a podcast I record as we travel around Foon, chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. And I am joined, as always, by my co-generals, co-captains, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Dune Buggies.
And Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangaluk, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoogstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar, and there may be secret names. Oh, names.
Corey Oarsman.
That are brushed across hush lips with such gentle care that if e'er they did escape those very lips, most assuredly your eyeballs would boil in your head, and then the sockets left where your eyeballs would before would grow flowers, and those flowers would turn against you and rip off your face.
Ugh.
So don't say that name.
Yeah, I won't.
Hey, it's a secret.
Usador, could you turn your head a little to the left? Now turn your head a little to the right. You know, Chunt, from that way, he totally looks like a Corey Oarsman. Mm-hmm. But wait, turn back that way again. From that way, he does not look like a Corey Oarsman.
That's weird. Yeah, that way, he looks like a Barrymore.
Yeah.
Like that profile. What a profile.
He looks more like a Barry.
I look like a Barrymore?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody draw that. I want to see a Drew Barrymore.
Okay. It's just going to be a bush with fruit sprouting off of it.
All right.
Oh, but Chunt... I've been meaning to bring this up, and I don't know if this is a little bit awkward. You know, we now have this whole army that we're in charge of that
right,
we're going to use to defeat the Dark Lord.
Finally, an army to destroy evil in all its forms. We shall rise and go o'er the hill, destroying evil wherever we do meet it.
What better way to defeat any army than with monologues and object work and character motivation? Like, this army is artists.
This is an Army of Artists, which, you know what, they're wonderful company, mm-hmm. but I don't think they're going to be very good against the Dark Lord.
Okay.
We're all going to get killed.
Rain of fire cast down from the heavens by Usador's mighty magics. I shall use this magic to destroy them with all my might.
But anyway, Chunt, like, we're kind of
I saw
like...
one guy get hit in the face by a bird. He fucking died.
Oh, no.
One soldier.
Just...
yeah.
Wait, the bird or the...
One soldier was, like, going over his lines, and a bird just flew into the side of his face, and he just died.
The bird or the guy?
Both.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's a murder-suicide.
But, well, he took one out.
Oh, okay.
So if birds were to descend, we know that each soldier could take out a bird, hypothetically.
So if we go against an army of orcs that is just a few people shy of how many people we have,
mm-hmm.
we got a shot. Or, well, no, that's not fair. An army of birds.
Yeah.
Until I stand naked over their corpses.
But John, I've been meaning to say, like, we're kind of in charge of this army now, and we should maybe try to, like, set a good example. And you were using a little salty sea language when you said dune buggies.
Yeah. Oh, right. Shit. Fuck. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. Let's try to, like, be our better selves with the army.
Yes, of course. Yeah. I'll pump the reins on that. I'm sorry.
Oh, and also.
Pull the reins. Why did I say pump the reins?
Pump the reins.
Pull the reins on that.
Pull the reins. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Usador, that beard isn't really, like, military.
Grade.
What? This army should be thrilled to have a true wizard as part of their phalanx. I come here with all my great powers and abilities to lead this army to greatness. I shall stand beside them, casting bolts of lightning and fire down upon their enemies, while they do rush into swords and shields being destroyed.
Yeah, but that beard, though. But,
yeah, it's
I
a
like
real...
my beard.
No, but this isn't like a stripe situation, so... But, you know, like when tigers go into battle and they can, like, wear their fur how they want it?
But surely there must be some sort of exception for a wizard. For a wizard without a beard, what nonsense would that be?
I don't know. You gotta shave it.
I have to shave off my beard to stay in the army?
Yeah.
What a sad day. Oh, I ne'er thought I would sink so low, but now I find that I must reveal my sweet baby face to the world. Oh, how the women and men shall all swoon when they see me.
And the soldiers do know him as Sweet Babyface.
Arnie, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
Here, get under this couch. Okay. Get under the general's couch.
I don't think we need to... Okay.
In the tavern, we should get under the table.
All right,
we're on
I'll
the road.
Try.
Let's get under the couch. Yeah. Get under Johnny's couch.
Listen,
hey.
Yeah.
Is you sort of being more monologue-y than normal?
I don't know. I mean, I'm only kind of like... half listening to him usually, so
I feel like he's really expounding on everything, like just really, like a grandiose. I don't know if he's being around all these
and
actors.
And I shall stand here above this couch as they speak beneath it, thinking thoughts unto myself, hoping that some inspiration shall come to me to save mine own beard.
Are you saying he's like caught the acting bug?
Maybe. Also earlier, he was saying something that ended with "Stand naked over thine enemies."
What? I should pay attention to what he says.
Yeah, we really let that go down river, but I mentally can't undo that.
That's the real conundrum that is Usador. Like, he talks so much that you don't pay attention, so you miss the real weird shit that's tucked in
there's
there.
There's one nugget in that pan of water, and it
Usador,
just...
Usador, 5'11", not willing to shave. Mama. Mama, do you see me? Do you know who I really am, Mama?
He doesn't have a mom. He was born of birds in a conspiracy of fire.
I come down here every day while you sit in that bed not wanting to move. Your leg's not working anymore. Oh, Mama.
Is he trying to get in Gilbert Gray? Okay, anyway. All right, let's get out from underneath this couch.
Okay.
Look.
Oh, sorry. I need these pages.
Look, as part of running this military, I thought it would be a good idea to kind of, like, meet... the people that work in it. What do we call our people in this army? Like our soldiers?
Well, I thought they were called Warhammer, right?
No, I mean like the individual, like meet the people. Like, well, how would I, like, I need more.
Well, we're going to use this army to like press up against our enemies. So maybe meet the press?
Meet the press. Okay, yeah. We're going to.
Oh, but a couple of them, I learned some of the last names. A couple of them, their last name is Fucker. What is that?
That can't be it. No. They're from the nation of Velshmir, so maybe we should face the nation.
Great.
The McLaughlin group. But anyway, I'm having some of our soldiers. Oh, that's the word, soldiers. I'm having some of our soldiers,
soldiers
bring in some of our
sentries.
People one by one so we can kind of meet them.
Perfect.
And apparently, Husidor, you'll be excited about this.
Oh.
We have a sorcerer in our ranks.
Oh. Heck yeah.
Yeah, so finally we got a little bit of magic going on.
Well, how dare you? I am incredibly magical.
We're going to be cooking with fire.
Well, I'm very excited to meet this sorcerer. Even though we come from different magical genealogies, it will be very exciting to trade magical secrets and learn about one another.
You can tell Husidor's pissed. What? This is going to turn into a pissing contest.
Well, I mean, if we're a similar type, and we're both, you know, auditioning to get into this army, yeah, I might be a little upset. Yeah, that could be a problem.
Well, Arnie, how do we find this sorcerer?
I think he's been waiting outside the tent. That's for, awkward. We've been talking for like 5 hours.
Yeah,
just about nothing. Whoa. Just nothing. All right. Anyway, guards, will you send in Trinkle the Striped?
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
Hi, how are you? I'm sorry, I'm sort of caught in the flap here. How's everybody doing? Sorry.
Oh, very well. It is a pleasure to meet you, Trinkle.
The tiger is better.
Trinkle the tiger?
Oh, that makes sense with the striped outfit you're wearing.
Right.
Very nice.
I was at a zoo as a young boy, and my mother said to me, do you want to be fierce? And I said, yeah, I'd be fierce like him. He's so striped.
Well, you see, this is an important thing to know about sorcerers. They must have an animal familiar.
Oh, really?
That's true.
Yes.
And you get to pick it when you're a small boy.
Wow.
Yeah, sure.
Tiger's a pretty good one,
See, they've got the biggest claws in the world.
What?
Well, see, that's how the sign of a good sorcerer. If they pick a good animal familiar, if someone's like, I'm going to pick this pigeon, you know they kind of suck.
Wait. Whoa, was that magic? What? The fact that he knew that tigers have the biggest claws in the world? That was kind of magic.
No, I don't want to. No, don't jump to any conclusions here. Oh. I read that out of a book.
But you know what?
It was an animal book.
And that's true. Don't forget, kids, reading is magic.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It was... It's just something I learned as a small boy. And I will say this, a big part of my favorite animal in the world, I'm a big frog fan.
You're a big...
Okay.
I'm named after a tiger, but I like frogs the most.
You like frogs the most?
I love them because they can hop.
I love birds because they can fly and they're delicious.
Now, wouldn't you say hopping is just a form of flying?
I never thought about it's it like, that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, interstitial flight, yeah.
Yes.
This guy's blowing my mind.
It hops nothing more than a short flight.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Hopping is like flying with little breaks, taking little breaks in between.
Well, hopping is flying with purpose. You know exactly where you're going. If you're a bird, you're just floating around up there.
Yeah,
it's true.
Can I say that hopping is like flying with purpose, and hoping is like
floating with Bullock.
Yep.
Would you guys mind if I lay down on this couch for a minute? I've just been standing outside for 5 hours.
Oh, no,
that's our fault. Yeah, that's our fault.
I had to borrow my sister's shoes, and she's a size bigger than me.
Oh, no, you don't.
Why don't you have your own shoes?
I threw mine at a soldier.
What happened to the soldier?
I can't tell if he's doing a verbal warm-up. I had to borrow my sister's shoes.
Did the soldier offend you in some way?
You could say that. He pushed me down in the mud.
How rude.
Because I grabbed his sword, and I wanted to wing it around and see if I could do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That is fun, though. It is fun to take someone's sword and just see what you can do with
right.
it.
And I had asked in a sort of a very hushed tone, and he didn't hear me. And he picked me up and put me in the mud. So I threw my
shoes. What did it sound like when you asked him?
What I asked him? Yeah. I'll do it for you here. So you'd have to all be turned away from me. He was
looking
the other
way.
We
can
way.
Do that.
Everyone turn around.
And I went...
Did he do it?
I think he did it. Yes, it's very hard to hear that.
Oh, I know, but I thought maybe I could just get around.
Would you mind a piece of advice?
Sure.
Next time you want to borrow someone's sword, look them straight in the eye and say, I am a mighty sorcerer, and if you do not give me your sword right now, I shall strike you down with all the mighty, powerful magic that is at my disposal.
That seems like a kind of a lot.
Tingle, do you notice how... Tingle, is that right?
It's Trinkle.
Trinkle, like three tingles. Trinkle, did you notice how when Usidor talks, also when he does spells, he really enunciates, sure. And you're more of like a mumblefuck.
I'm more of hoping I can just... a mumble what?
A mumblefuck?
Fuck. I just want to make sure I got that second part. Great. I'm a little bit more of a mumblefuck. I just try to get my magic out of shooting out of my hands rather than copying up spells.
Okay, so I was going to say, like, if you can't really enunciate or, like, you mumble a little bit or people can't hear what you're saying, I was curious how your spells worked. It's more of a tactile thing.
It's sort of, I think them up and I sort of mumble the the spell to myself, and hopefully something shoots out of my hands.
Okay. Oh, could we see it?
Can we
spell?
See that in action?
Sure. Let's see. You guys aren't wearing hats. Let me see if I can get three hats going on you.
Can we do something first where you, like, you knock down a vase or something? I don't want you.
Is that your go-to?
My go-to is putting hats on things.
Yeah, I don't want I don't want my first introduction to your magic to be you shooting something at my head.
Okay, I could.
That make sense?
Let me shoot a hat onto the floor, and then I'll knock that over. Yeah.
Also, Usador is already wearing a wizard hat, and like a hat on a hat, I don't know. Like,
all right, well, do you want to put the hat on the ground? Like,
right
knock
here,
it
I shouldn't be wearing this hat in the tent anyway. It's very rude.
So wait, we're not even going to make him make a hat? He's just going to... Knock it on the ground?
Well, at this point, now that it's on the ground, it's closer to my foot, I can just kick it over.
Oh, well done. Very good.
I mean, practical.
Yes.
I don't want to use up all my power.
Yeah.
I believe in practical.
His mom didn't raise no dummy.
Oh, Trinkle, you said you don't want to use up all your power, and I'm sorry, I'm from another world, right. And I don't really know how sorcerers work. Do you have, like, a limited amount of magic?
Well, I'm so new to the whole wizardry. Not wizard. I'm sorry, I didn't want to say that.
That's all right.
I'm just so nervous.
I understand.
I'm new to sorcery, and as far as I can tell, I've got about 10 spells.
You got about 10 spells? About?
I got about 10 spells in me.
Like,
every month you get 10.
Oh, I see.
Oh, so it's sort of a recharge situation. Right.
And if you go over, maybe you can do something.
No rollover.
Oh, I see. No. You couldn't get a situation where you do 10 spells and then you can kind of do them after that, but your spells are throttled a little bit.
You can, well, that kind of, you can, you know, if I was to do the hat thing.
Yeah.
And I had 2 left, I'd probably make 2 small hats.
Yeah. Okay.
So then I could make 2 more.
Can your friends or family do spells?
They don't have the book.
Oh, you have a sorcery book?
I have a sorcery book.
Oh, see, that's the thing about why you run out of spells. When you have the book, you have to put a little bookmark in there, and that's that's the slot where your spell goes in. So you have these spell slots in the book, and once you use them up, you have to wait.
Right. Oh. This is from the Klutz series.
Yeah.
It's on the side of the book. It comes with a wand.
Oh, that's very nice.
I have lost.
Oh, you lost the wand.
I lost, so I'm now using this. Hold on, it's in my robe here somewhere. Okay.
He's pulling out a lot of miscellaneous.
Now there goes the frog. Actually, could you grab that?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Don't squeeze him too hard. Here we go. I'm using an old fiddle bow.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I got it from one of the artists outside.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, that wand has a lot of personality.
How did you ask for that fiddle bow?
That one I just took.
Oh, okay.
Stole it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very good.
Okay. Stealing is magic, where once you had nothing, now you have something. That's pretty good.
In the blink of an eye.
Yeah, excellent. That's pretty good.
Trinkle, what has caused you to come here and join this great army with the purpose of destroying evil?
Well, I wanted to just ask you guys if you needed any help.
Oh, we do. We do indeed. For there are many tasks before us. We must collect the pages of the Book of Sight. We must march on the Dark Lord's fortress and tear it down and stand naked over his corpse.
No, I'm sorry. What did you say at the end?
I have to stand naked over his corpse once the Dark Lord is defeated.
Okay.
You have to?
Yeah, of course.
You want to.
Well, once I defeat the Dark Lord, I assume that I'll ascend back to the heavens. And I don't want to take my hat with me.
Oh, speaking of the hat, did we ever have you...
fucking Terminator?
I kicked it over a little while.
Okay, can we see you... let's see. Here, I'm going to set this vase up on this shelf over here in the tent. Why don't you... Yeah, I want to see something shoot out of your hands.
Sure, let me see if I can just get this going here.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Ooh!
Wow. Sort of that was a frog at a high velocity that just smashed the fairy.
Well, I should have conjured up a helmet for that frog.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
You really wound up on that.
Yeah, I sure did.
So wait, a tiger is your familiar, but I haven't seen a tiger anywhere. But you're just like overflowing with frogs.
I'm a frog guy.
Well, they don't necessarily have to be in the same place at all times.
Well, okay.
Just because you have a familiar doesn't mean you have to be attached at the hip.
Right, and you can see on my arm here, I drew a couple stripes.
Oh. So the tiger's more of your acquaintance.
The tiger's more of a some stripes I have in my arm.
They're familiar.
Oh, okay.
They've met each other. They're not the best of friends.
Right. Yeah,
they see each other. We don't need to, go to each other's birthday parties.
Yeah. It's like, oh, hey, do you know that tiger? Oh, I'm familiar.
Yeah.
But I'm more of a frog guy.
Oh, and Tringle, happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much.
What'd you do? Anything fun?
I went to a spa.
Ironically enough,
I went to a mud bath. I wanted to feel myself.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
I wanted to treat myself, I should say. Oh. I'm feeling you. Feeling myself.
And the spa was called Erotically Enough?
No. That's not what I wanted to get into. There's a singer out there singing a song, that one of the artists is singing a Feeling Yourself song.
Oh, okay.
She's feeling herself. Feeling herself.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Ooh.
Now, before you got into magic, did you consider any other careers before you became a sorcerer?
I wanted to be a frog farmer.
That makes sense.
Oh, okay.
And at one point, I did want to make shoes.
Oh, a cobbler.
Well, that would be perfect for you because you don't have a pair.
Well, yeah. That would have been perfect.
Yeah.
What is your sister wearing on her feet now?
She's now, wearing a bag on both feet.
Oh, that's
she's hopping
so
around. Well, luck
the same bag.
She's in a bag.
Yeah.
How fortunate for you that you have met Usador on this day, for I have no limitation of spell slots, and I shall now conjure for both you and your sister a pair of shoes each. What size are your sister's feet?
She's a size bigger than me.
A size bigger.
Size small.
You're really swimming around down there. All right.
Right.
The size. Her. This is her size, right?
Yes.
Here, you're
yeah,
looking
no,
at
I'm it. Looking at it. I see now.
Could I amend this
yes,
spell?
Yes, of course.
I do like these shoes. I like the style of
oh,
them.
You like the shoes.
Yeah, could you just make these smaller?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Wait, your spells can be amended? You said that they were hard and fast. You said when the old wizards wrote those spells, they cannot be amended.
Well, I have some flexibility. I cannot make a spell where I shoot lightning into a spell where I conjure chickens out of nothing. I have to use the conjuring chickens out of nothing spell.
Mm. Okay, so that's real pick and choose. All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, Tereth, Contor, Father, Kaya, Yaba. Do those fit better now?
They fit a lot better.
Okay. Oh, and the shoes have little sacks on them.
Well, and now let's conjure a pair of shoes for your sister. Zip.
Oh, these are great. She's going to love these. Could you conjure up a knapsack, too, that I can put them in to carry?
Oh, sure. Like, sort of like a bindle?
Sort of a backpack.
Okay, great. Tarathwa, blah, blah, yeah.
No.
Is that good? Do you like that? Do you like that color?
It's fine.
Wait. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you see that? Did you guys see that?
I don't think he likes it.
He's jotting down Usador's spells.
Well, I'm trying any sorcerer needs a spell. And you get him where you can. This clutch book is only takes me so far.
This guy's stealing your shit.
What I'm just
he's stealing
to...
your material.
We're all here, boon companions in this army, working together for a common purpose. So I simply want to aid him in any way that I can.
And I would tell everyone where I did, where I got it from.
Oh, okay. You would source. Okay, you
yeah,
would sorcerer it.
That's
yeah.
why I'm a sorcerer.
I'm just trying to get my brand out there.
A sorcerer is nothing but someone who steals the spells and tells people they got them from where they got them.
Also, making a backpack with magic. That's just an idea you would kind of come to naturally. It could just be like parallel magic creation,
Oh, very true.
Doesn't mean that he got that idea from the fact that he just saw that right now.
Right.
Because talking about backpacks.
I was thinking about
zeitgeist.
Doing that anyway.
It was just there in the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Arnie, you called that a ant bug life situation? Isn't that what you said before?
Yeah. It's an ant.
Or you called, what was the other phrase you used? An Armageddon deep impact situation?
Yes. You know...
Or a Mind of Mencia situation?
That is true. I have an on-mic voice and an off-mic voice. I have more of a staccato way of talking. I got to concentrate real hard to, have the lush tones that I have during this podcast.
Oh, this is kind of awkward. I feel like, Dringle, we still haven't seen any magic. So you kicked over the hat. You threw a frog at a vase.
I threw the frog at the
You just wrote down a spell.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, can we see the, what was the hand bolt? Yeah.
Sure.
Or I guess I'm using bolt. What do you shoot out of your hand?
A laser.
Oh, okay.
Oh!
Right. A hot green laser.
Hot green
wow,
laser.
Wow, that's a major
Let's
laser.
See, what can we hit with a hot green laser in this room? Oh, why don't you shoot it directly at my face?
Sure. Just so you know,
yes.
And everyone knows, this will burn your eyeballs.
Out of your head.
User's basically
out of your head.
It'll grow right back. It's fine.
Okay. Here we go. Let me just get the spell here. Let me get my book here. Arero, Shado, Dato, Pidasu, Shoo. Here it comes.
Okay. Oh, yes. Oh, that was very good.
And that is a spell where you do have to say, here it comes. Because it could hurt somebody.
And Usador, Why is your eye not growing back?
Oh, it's melted out. It'll take a little time to grow back. I think it'll be all right.
So was that real? Was that an actual hot green laser?
Oh, that was a hot green laser right in the
okay.
eye.
There you go.
Wow, okay.
I'm sorry, I doubted you. That's my best one of them. That's as high as I go.
Your socket is still kind of glowing green. I think it's still got some laser in there.
Still got some laser in there? I'll have to go look at it and perhaps cast my own spell on it.
A little drop of aloe should take care of it.
Oh, okay. Aloe. Good to know. Good to know.
Trinkle, how many spells have you done already this month?
That's one, and I threw the frog at the... Well, that doesn't count as one.
I don't think that counts.
That doesn't count, so I've got about 8 left.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Wait, you have 10. You did one.
You haven't seen all my spells.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, why don't we take a quick break?
Sure, yeah.
And we'll come back with more Tringle the Striped.
Yeah, Trinkle.
Trinkle, what am I saying?
You're saying Tringle, but he's so polite that he's never corrected.
Well, at a certain point, it was Tinkle.
Oh, a Tinkle. Oh, my. You know what? I've got to. You know what I've realized? We've all said your name. I don't know that you've ever said your name.
Yeah,
what's
your name?
We might have it way wrong. What's your name?
It's Terry.
Terry! Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
I'm polite to a fault.
Terry.
Oh, but the last name is The Stripe, so we got that part right.
Okay.
Terry.
Who the fuck am I thinking? Who's Trinkle?
I don't know. We'll have to find Trinkle and Tingle and Tringle.
All right, we're back with, let me look at my notes here, Terry the Striped. Terry, you mentioned your sister a couple times. Is your sister in the army camp as well?
She's right. Yeah, she's a few tents down.
Oh, wow.
She's probably moved away from that. Last time I saw her, she was a few tents down. She runs the coffee cart.
Oh, okay.
Not runs it, she owns it.
Oh, so she's not a sorcerer like you are. You're not from a family of sorcerers.
No, she decided to go into coffee.
Oh, she's a real bean mistress.
That's one way to put it.
How would you put it?
I would put it, she runs the best damn coffee cart here in the camp.
And that's the name of it?
No, it's Melissa's Coffee.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Oh, your sister's Melissa?
I'm Melissa's brother.
Oh. I love Melissa. She's a delight.
She's great.
She's so kind. She makes the best muffins. Yeah.
She actually, can I tell you, I shouldn't be telling you guys. This is where is this going to end up?
Oh, you know, I guess you don't know. From my world.
I do understand that it's being recorded.
Yeah. I've been trying to explain it to everybody in camp.
I just sort of.
Yeah, from
it.
My world, like, these are, I guess we could say they're these magical sticks that we're talking into.
Okay.
This is being recorded.
I mean, we could just call them microphones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, yeah.
And can I say, for coming into the tent not knowing what was going on, you were up on that mic perfectly.
I know.
I saw all of you do it, and I don't want to be an outcast. I don't want to get made fun
of. You intuited what to do so well.
Fake it till you make it.
You're a natural.
I mean, I've been doing this thing for 4.5 years, and I've gone off mic a couple times. I shouldn't do that.
So this is so we speak into these, and what happened?
Well, so via magic and Wi-Fi technology, which I'd be lying if I said I understood how it works, this is being sent to another dimension, to another world.
Okay.
Arnie here is from another world.
Wow.
A world called Earth, where instead of magic, they have strange technological wonders. Ooh. And they have these boxes that capture images and show them back. And apparently season one of Fringe isn't so great, but it gets better.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started on Fringe. Season one isn't great. But then also the last season's pretty bad. But you know what? If you're all right with something starting bad and ending bad, but is good in the middle,
then keep listening
then
to this show.
Keep listening to this show, exactly.
So you're from Earth. Is that anything like Middle Earth?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Middle Earth. Where's Middle Earth?
Middle Earth is, you'd have to find a map.
Well, you see, there are layers of ground.
Yeah.
So there's
topsoil.
Topsoil, top Earth, Middle Earth, and Bottom Earth. And then a hot, molten core, much as the discarded eyeball, which was once in this socket here.
So this is being broadcast?
Yeah, this is being sent to my world, world of content.
Oh, that is,
you know, lots of people will be half listening to this while they drive or do dishes or...
Huh. You know what would be a fun sort of usage of something like this?
Oh, here we go.
Is if a comedian... got together and, you know, put up a something in his garage or something, anywhere he had free space,
sure,
and started interviewing other comedians. And then, I don't know, as he got bigger and bigger, he started doing interviewing one-on-one musicians or world leaders.
But wait, why would a comedian interview musicians? Like, right. I get the because comedians interviewing comedians.
After a while, it would get to be the point where, I got to start spreading out and getting a bigger audience.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
That's an idea, just maybe.
But, you know, this hypothetical person, I'd love to have them on this podcast. Oh, but you know what? That's such a great idea. You know, I'm really very hyper-focused on this podcast, but I'm not against spinoffs. And, you know, we have a wizard and a sorcerer here, and I just love it when people talk shop. Like, maybe we could try out Terry's idea. You know, this is our garage, so to speak.
Arnie, what the fuck?
I just want to hear a sorcerer and a wizard kind of just talk shop in a laid-back, kind of like we've seen it all, stories from the road.
The minute you do this, every guest is going to pitch their own podcast. Pretty soon, we won't be able to use the equipment.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of booking problems and, like, scheduling.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, God, now we're always recording late at night.
We'll do one episode, but there has to be a time limit.
Okay. All right.
I suppose we're
What the fuck, guys? Get started.
Yes, we're doing a new show.
Sure. All right, start the clock.
Okay.
Are we recording?
This is Usador, and welcome to Contrary Hour. I'm here today with Trumbull, or Trinkle, or Tinkle,
Usador,
or Tringle,
Usador,
or Terry.
Slow it down. You're racing too fast.
All right, yeah. I just want to talk to you today about magic a little bit, but before we get into that, with our guest, Terry, the Striped, I have a sparrow living in my hat right now. I love that sparrow very much. It takes a lot of my time, but then I think about, I'm going on all these editions.
Skip ahead.
And I'm not getting the things.
Yeah, so I grew up with Militia, was my sister, and my parents, Linda and Chevy.
Do you resent them all?
I get along with them fine.
Well, I just assume that you must hate people. It's the only logical conclusion to come to.
Well, it's not for me.
All right, well, I suppose each their own. Well, that was a good app.
Yeah. I think, you know, I just like hearing magic people talk about magic people. It's just like picking apart, like, how it works.
Oh, I forgot the last part. What's your favorite spell?
I do like the one where I put a hat on a frog.
Makes sense.
I would like to do that one, I should
say. Oh, yes. Still working on it?
I haven't even attempted.
Oh, well. I really like freezing spells. It's fun.
To use again later?
Yes.
It extends the shelf life of a spell.
Put it on ice. Wait for later.
Terry, we're going to try and defeat the Dark Lord.
I was shoved in here.
We were just curious. What can you provide for us in terms of, we now have this army of 40,000 creative artists.
Sure.
Are you willing to...
let's call it United Artists.
United Artists, and we are hoping that you might be able to be a boon to us.
Well, sure, I could, like I said, I could use my that laser spell.
Yeah, what's the range on that, like 25 to 80 feet?
That's about 25 to 80 yards.
Okay.
Huh, so you gotta get...
I gotta get pretty close.
Yeah, okay. Well, what do you, like...
But I can, you know, like I said, I can fly.
Oh!
Wait, you said
it? Did I not tell you that?
Oh, you mumbled something.
Right.
You mumbled something.
No, you skipped ahead and you missed it.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sure, I could fly all around.
Yeah, we skipped right to Linda and Chevy.
Sometimes, you know, you think you're skipping an ad or something and you go a little too far and you're like, should I go back? No, I can't. I'm not going to go back.
The only thing, I don't know if this would help you with your army or not, but when I do fly, I turn invincible.
That would help!
Does that help?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes!
Where is this?
Why would you ever not be flying?
I don't know. You seem so excited about me knocking the vase over.
You really buried the
lead. I mean, we were just fucking being polite.
Yeah, it's just that one of those things.
This is the most powerful being we've met so
far. Holy cow!
And when I do fly and turn invincible, all my powers sort of reboot. So I go back up, you know, I mentioned the 10.
Come on!
Really?
What's wrong with that? It seems perfectly logical to me. Once you're off the ground, you're invincible and you get all your power back.
Right, it's in the clutch book.
But you don't want to fly everywhere. It's ostentatious.
Because, you know, all your friends can't fly, so you want to walk around with them.
You want to look like a jerk. Some sort of sorcerer,
you'd,
jerk.
You'd live a pretty lonely life if you were the only one flying around before everyone got there.
I hope this question doesn't seem insensitive, but when you're flying and invincible and frankly, a better version of yourself, does your weird voice change? Arnie?
That was rude.
Weird?
I mean, I've got a weird voice, so I feel like I can say that.
Well, I when I was shoved into this tent to talk to you three.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize someone shoved you. Yeah, I thought we had invited.
Also, let it go.
I was shoved from the time I was summoned from my tent.
Yeah.
All the way here, just sort of constant pushing, shoving.
If you were shoved all the way to this tent, shoved into the tent, and earlier somebody shoved you in the mud for grabbing their sword, at some point it's you.
Well, I'm not.
Is it possible?
I'm not well liked.
Is it possible you accidentally stumbled into like a massage circle?
It's possible. It's not plausible, but it's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say, just to piggyback on Arnie, it was rude, but you do kind of sound like, do you know Jimmy the Steward? There's a little bit of that mixed in there. Your voice isn't befitting of your power.
I don't know. He's got a certain kind of quiet decency that I find appealing.
That's just because I don't like to yell. I've got very sensitive ears.
I see.
Oh, you sort of let that, that one go.
Why would I say anything about that?
Well, he just said he doesn't like to yell, and
if he doesn't like to yell, that's his business.
Okay, yeah.
But sometimes a wizard must speak aloud so that all can hear his grandiose proclamations as I stride forth into the camp to teach all of the soldiers.
Hey, Terry.
Yes. Hey! All right,
I see why people do it.
And so I'm sort of invited. don't do that again, or I'll have to fly out, fly away.
So Terry, you mentioned you also have a brother named Chevy, and
I think his dad was
my dad.
Chevy.
My dad.
Oh,
Linda and Chevy were right. His mom and dad.
Oh, I see.
Right. There was a Chevy Jr.
Oh,
but he. I don't want to. You don't want to know what happened to him.
Oh, I mean, guess I
he.
Kind
of... All right, if you want to, he fell onto a stalagmite.
Oh,
died.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, he was. It was when was getting the Klutz book for me.
Oh, yeah.
So I sort of owe all my sorcery to Chevy.
Yeah.
Chevy
so,
Jr.
As the ground is littered with their bodies and my heels upon each of their necks.
What?
What? I was just proclaiming all the things I was going to do.
Okay.
What did Linda and Chevy do?
Linda,
are they also sorcerers? Or?
No, my Chevy was, he sold cot wheels.
He sold cart wheels?
Cot wheels.
Oh.
Wheels for cots?
Carts.
Oh, carts. Oh,
cart.
I'm
cart
sorry.
Wheels.
I can never say cot. It's just one of those words I could never say. Cot.
Well, often cartwheel salespeople do a side business where they do sell wheels for cots.
Oh.
But they're less popular because often people are upset when they wake up and they've rolled, say, into the street or into a nearby river. Although some people like it, I say to each their own. And do you need any cartwheels?
No, I'm good. But I mean, it's a
so
good
then why
business.
Did you ask the question?
Ooh, but what if you took a cot wheel and you, like, put stickers on it and just, like, revved it up and souped it up?
Ooh,
cot wheels. Cot wheels. That's catchy.
I love it.
Cot wheels.
Cot wheels.
Sleeping away. Is that something?
It is.
What did Linda do?
Put that on the side of a matchbox.
She ran a gardening store.
Ooh.
She, sold trowels and mostly trowels. But
is he saying towels?
Trowel.
Trowel.
Clay. She would sell towels like to clean towels.
It's like a travel towel? What's a trowel?
A little shovel.
Oh, okay. Just say that.
Clay pots and that sort of thing, I assume?
Yeah, sure. She had those were a mail order.
So she sold all the paraphernalia, but none of the plants themselves.
She sold a few seeds.
A few seeds.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting.
So how did you get into sorcery?
I had gotten into it because I was sort of just bored out of my mind.
Born out of your mind? Well, that's...
All of a sudden, you specifically do not understand a word I'm saying.
I know.
Ever since I shoved him, I don't want to listen to him.
Yeah, I'm this close to throwing a frog at you. It's sort of throwing a frog at all three of you.
Well, Terry the Striped, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Before you became a sorcerer, like, what's your last name?
Other than the Striped is sort of my...
Yeah.
Yeah, Hoon.
Terry Hoon?
Hoon, H-O-O-N.
Oh, that's great. Terry Hoon.
Terry the Striped Hoon.
Striped.
I put the stripe in.
Oh, okay. That's right. Good to know. Yeah. I'm, again, you're the first sorcerer that I've ever met. And, you know, I also, if I have said anything sort of insensitive or insulting to you, I really apologize. I didn't realize you were capable of being really powerful.
Oh, no, I understand you're sort of trembling now. And, I'm not going to hurt anybody.
Okay,
And I just also want to apologize if I said anything offensive or like I didn't hear you for the last 10 minutes. I just feel your personality doesn't match your power.
It was
so there's something about you where it's like.
It's mostly just the shove that I had a problem with.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, we're sorry. We like you. Don't be mad. Don't kill us. Don't fly into the air and destroy us.
When you forcefully put your hands on me, that didn't shit well with you.
Yeah.
Didn't shit? Oh, no. I don't want to say it out loud. I don't want to say it out loud.
Anyway, let's do a quick email here. Yeah, if you are listening on Earth, you can send us an email at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. It was all I was able to get. Here's one with the subject line, Arnie's Salmon Polo. Just wondering if it survived. If it did, why though? That's a little bit rude from Kyle. This is, I wear a salmon polo that I brought with me from Earth. It's getting a little dirty, but it's kind of my signature look.
It was white when you came here, right?
It was white. I've seen a lot of things, and now it's kind of a salmon-y color.
It's got Kyle, a little upstream color to it.
Yeah. Kyle also has a postscript here. P.S. Do they have Monster Energy there?
What do they mean, did it survive? I don't quite understand the question.
Well, you know, I don't want to dwell on sort of bad things, but, you know, we used to be in Hog's Face. I don't know, Terry, if you've heard that all of Hog's Face was destroyed.
I heard, yes.
And we kind of snuck out with everyone in Hog's Face.
We saved everyone.
Yeah, and so everyone survived, and that includes my salmon polo.
Why would we leave your only shirt behind? When we saved every person in the town, you would just take off your shirt and walk out naked from the waist up? Sort of stupid question is that?
Take it up with Kyle.
I am, right now. Kyle, listen to Usador. If you dare to send in a question so foolish as this, know that the wrath of a wizard has been incurred.
And Terry, would you mind yelling at this guy?
Sure. Kyle, if you don't straighten up, I'll shoot right into the Earth world and take your email away because it's making everyone upset.
Yeah, lay it down, man.
Yeah. I'll shut the
fuck
whole,
yeah.
Shut
Terry,
the whole thing down.
Terry, bring in the rain. Bring in the pain.
Terry, it has been a pleasure to meet
it's
you.
It's been fantastic to be here.
It has been wonderful to exchange these magical thoughts with another practitioner.
It's been eye-opening to me.
Oh, wonderful.
And if good luck in the war, and if you guys need the spell book I have.
Oh, yes.
Anyone
oh,
can yeah.
We well, shall call you when you are needed most.
Yeah, Terry, were you saying good luck in the war? Like, you're part of our army, right? I feel like you're saying that like you're...
I'll be around.
Oh.
unless mean, I'm around the camp.
Unless you booked something else.
No, I haven't booked anything. I tried to, you know...
me either.
It's tough. The casting people here, they don't read well.
I know. I'm busting my hump, but I'm just like getting nothing back.
You get in there, and it's all of a sudden, it doesn't feel like it does when you were in your tent doing it.
I know.
Can I also say that the casters don't know what they're looking for, maybe? They don't know what they want?
They don't know what they want.
Yeah.
And you bring something, you try to do something new, and they say, just do it more real. And,
what is that? Terry the Striped Hoon, is there a way, if we need you, can we signal for you? Is there something we can do or say or put into the night sky or day
there's
sky?
There's a lantern that you put a candle in and it shoots a beam of light and there's sort of something cut out. It looks like a bat.
Oh.
So there's sort of a bat signal up in the air. That
Is this lantern here?
Right, this one.
That's clearly a frog.
It's green. So this green, quote-unquote, lantern here.
Sure, put that up. Either way.
Okay.
If I see anything in the sky, I'll come.
I'm just saying, yes, and it is a frog.
That may be.
I do want to clarify, you'll answer to anything you see in the sky.
Any bright light in the sky, I want to check it out.
Good to know.
And we do have Monster Energy.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Yes,
sorry,
Kyle.
Sorry, Kyle. Yeah. Yes, we do have Monster Energy.
Sorry to ignore the interesting part of your email.
Just checking the listener presence readout here, and yes, Kyle never heard the answer to his question as he had logged off for a healthy afternoon of stand-up paddleboarding 11 seconds into the episode. Way to live, Kyle. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adol Rafai. Trinkle the Sorcerer was played by special guest Mike Hanford. His band, the Sloppy Boys, will be playing in Chicago October 12th and 13th, in Seattle November 10th, and in Portland November 11th. For links to get tickets, check out the Sloppy Boys' Instagram or Twitter pages. Oh, also, he'll be doing stand-up in L.A. at UCB Franklin on September 24th. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Specious Armistice by Ryan DeGiorgi? What the hell is... Oh, Special Assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Adler Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Arnie's salmon shirt provided by Shellstein Semi-Casual Host Wear. There's a time when every man has to get serious. Until that day, shop with Shellstein. Thank you.